Hello, and welcome to College Football Today Radio. Today we're going to talk about the Heisman Trophy list that we put up, our top 10 candidates that we believe will be in the running this year as the season goes on. Professor Maddie Sperling's here today to talk as well a little bit about Jalen Hurts and why he seemed so hurt the other day on national media. It's because of you, national media, that he's hurt, because you have no clue what you're talking about. I'm going to talk about my two-quarterback system that involves a lefty and a righty, which I believe they have. I think
Tagovailoa.
Anytime I have to say that name, Maddie's just going to say it, because I can't. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. It ends in loa, because it's
Hawaiian. Tagovailoa. Mm-hmm. Tagovailoa. That's Italian. Well, anyway, Hurts is much easier to say. He's the right-handed quarterback, and
he's also a dual threat too, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's more of a dual threat than Tagovailoa, and that's the thing with that you can do in that system. You need one of the quarterbacks to be more of a runner and a catcher, and you know, be able to you know, do those type of things, but. Our number one Heisman Trophy candidate this year is Jonathan Taylor, running back out of Wisconsin. Last year, he had over 2,000 yards rushing. He was probably arguably the best player in the Big Ten. Wisconsin always has a very, very, very strong running game. Yeah, he's right now number one. If Wisconsin can come in, you know, in contention, you know, in the end of the season in Big Ten play, then he's got a real legitimate shot. The most realistic shot, you know, in the beginning of the season, because then second I got Will Grier out of West Virginia, just because he's got great targets around him. Dana Holgerson run offense, great coach, great system. Any quarterback that's really played in that offensive system with Dana Holgerson has thrived, even, you know, bum-ass Geno Smith. So... You know, looking at it, you know, he's got a real shot, Will Grier. Now, the thing I like is different between the Maxwell Award and the Heisman Trophy. The Maxwell, you can be on a, you know, subpar team or a mediocre team. Sometimes maybe even a really bad team. I've never really seen that happen, but and win the award because it's for the best overall college football player. The Heisman is kind of for the most overall best player on the best team with the most hype. All that stuff combined.
Most media coverage as well.
Most media coverage. And, like, that'll get me into a different subject a little later about how, like, when I look into, like, who's ranked, like, really high in the beginning of the season polls, it's all teams that, you know, are trending a lot. But
state,
anyway.
State championship teams, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about college football.
Okay.
You know, college football teams, like, when I look at the rankings, the BCS rankings, the preseason rankings, anybody's rankings, they're usually putting the teams up there at the top that, you know, were there last year, and it seems to be the same teams every year. But then when you dig deeper and go on Google Trends, like, those are the most searched teams and most searched, you know, biggest fan bases nationally, biggest fan bases in-state. Alabama searches for football more worldwide in 12-month span in a year than anywhere times two in America. So if you look at that, you know, it kind of plays a part into rankings. But we're getting into more of that later and why we started working here with college football today. Kind of gave some real facts to this. You know, Kyler Murray, I have coming in fifth. Lane Kiffin, I have an article I'm going to do on good old Lane. In a little bit.
He's obviously doing great right now.
Maybe tonight. Maybe. Yeah, he's doing so well. He looks like he's
thriving.
He looks like he's so happy in his recruiting videos. I mean, after you fire your father from defensive coordinator, it's kind of, I don't know how I could ever be happy. Dad must hate you. But Miles Gaskin, I talked to Monty Kiffin on the phone one time, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I hung up on him. Not going to lie, I hung up on your dad, so I might have fired him too, Mr. Lane Kiffin. I'm not going to call you Mr. because you're like, not that, well, you look old now, and you look like you put on some pounds too, but, you know, that's what drinking will do to you, you know. IVs before the night of the national, IV the morning of. Hook them up. Anyway, Bryce Love comes in at number three, Stanford University. He's everybody's favorite right now, actually, in the running. He got me looking at Stanford a little more. Good thing for them.
They actually just stole two recruits from Michigan, and another big thing was Oklahoma. So David, they're doing well in the recruiting department.
David
as well.
Shaw is stealing recruits. We don't want to call it stealing.
Wait, they're not goats. They're people. But
we don't call it stealing.
They persuaded.
Pried them away.
Turned them away. Pried them
away. Took out the pry bar and pried them away. That's like the ninth pregnant lady I've seen walk by here today. Everybody is pregnant in Colorado. Anyway.
Something about the altitude.
We're outside right now. Beautiful, sunny Fort Collins, Colorado. I probably should have started the show that way. But
we're on a pond.
On a pond. We're not actually physically on a pond. We're next to a pond. I do not like when people fabricate the truth and say we're actually on a pond. We're not on a pond. We're actually next to the pond, sitting next to it. But anyway, I might go live later on Facebook if y'all want to tune in. Myles Gaskin, though, nobody's got him in the top five on the Heisman race. I do, because I watched his Myles Gaskin, the second UW legend video. And as I stated at the beginning of this year, it's the year of the Husky. It's the year of the Husky. I seen DeMarcus Foster's mom talking crap, saying somebody's trying to take DeMarcus' spot at Hershey. That ain't going to happen. Not on DeMarcus' watch. He's about to go off at TCU next year, class of 2019. He might be on this list. Could be on this list. Drew Locke at number six is a very intriguing player.
Call him Golden Arm.
Well, he threw for more touchdowns last year than Baker Mayfield. He's got that swag about him, but we cannot have another 7-6 season in Mizzou and him win the Heisman. So
he still could win the Maxwell Award then, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could still win the Maxwell Award, but he probably won't, because you need, as a quarterback, you need to be to make you a great quarterback. Baker Mayfield was good at it. That's why he won the Heisman. That's why they went so far. You need to be able to lift others up around you. We'll see if Drew Locke can do that this season at Mizzou. It don't matter how many touchdowns you throw for a dog. It matters how good your teammates are around you and if you can get them to play as a unit with you. But you know what I mean? You can't get out there and play for the defense. So
it's funny that you say that, because we were just having a conversation about A.J. McCarron, about how he was in the – there was no expectations for him to do well in the NFL. He was kind of like a college-only quarterback, but he was still in the running towards the – top run. He was in the finals for the Heisman Trophy because he was that guy that could lift people up around him. And he was sort of praised, especially in the state of Alabama. I mean, I was an Alabama fan at the time, and I remember the big craze around A.J. McCarron. Don't look at me like that. A big craze about A.J. McCarron. And, you know, people were crazy about him and his girlfriend, and he was like the ideal quarterback because he lifted those up. They saw him as a team player.
He was the poster boy.
He was a poster boy, and that's where we go back to how the media coverage and media perception.
Because Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than AJ.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And people have kind of taken what Jalen Hurts said. You said in the beginning that he was hurt. I don't even think it was that. I think he was, like, just stating facts. He was like, you guys kind of took up the story without me, without asking me anything. No one ever approached
That's coming up real fast. Because at number seven, I got J.K. Dobbins. All this Ohio State BS. Urban Meyer has got a pile of dung he has to deal with out there at Ohio State. I seen that man from Tennessee organize a rally outside of the Ohio Stadium. Said Ohio State supported it. I don't know why. Now when you got coaches like Bob Stoops sitting on the couch thinking, I'd like to win a national championship this season. Bob Stoops is the man. Like, I would hire Bob Stoops. If you have the option between Urban Meyer and Bob Stoops, you go with Bob Stoops. Because Urban is sitting on a pile of poops. But anyway.
Oh, wow. Great joke.
That's,
A-plus.
It wasn't well thought out. It literally was live here on Scout Trout. Well, College Football Today Radio. Urban Meyer's got a pile of dung he has to deal with. And honestly, rightfully so. you know, I don't know how Tebow feels about him. He really hasn't spoken on this subject. I wonder how the Tebow Foundation feels today. They raised about $30,000 in 5 minutes for his foundation for his birthday. I wish I could get $30,000 for my birthday. But cool. It's going to good things. We hope. But anyway,
going to a cure foundation in Philippines. Yeah, if you want to donate.
Real quick about that. The reason Tim Tebow is not playing in the NFL is because the jersey sales that he was getting that year were number one in the NFL. And because he has a foundation, a nonprofit, all the proceeds from them jersey sales were to go to the nonprofit, and the NFL could not get their cut. Therefore, Tebow would not get signed. It was not because he took a knee. He wasn't gonna do that. It was probably partly, but it was because, yeah, they weren't going to get their moolah. But anyway.
It was funny. I can't even remember what team he was on.
The Broncos, dog. He beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
I remember.
Yeah.
Remember that now.
Yeah, he's won more playoff games than a lot of quarterbacks. Way more than Mark Butt Fumble Sanchez. And he's on the sideline somewhere holding a clipboard. Then we got Khalil Tate at number 8. I didn't know much about Khalil Tate. I'm not going to lie. I'm an Arizona State fan, not an Arizona Wildcat fan, even though I went to church with Luke Olsen, the basketball. I was a basketball fan back in the day. They're my second favorite team. I'm still a Tar Heels fan, even though I lived in Tucson for a while in sixth grade. I'm really happy to see a player from Arizona make this list. Arizona's not known as a football team. They're known as a basketball school, thanks to Lou Almighty Olsen. I went to church with him, actually, at this big mega church, kind of like one of them Joel Osteen things. And literally, I'm sitting here. I'm thinking this kid's got a shot, but Arizona, Pac-12, like I said, they're going to get their tail whipped probably by USC. No offense. I see USC being really good this year, especially with that walk-on kicker, Chase McGrath. Shout out for you liking my Instagram stuff, dog. QB Jalen Hurts is number 9. Now we can talk about Jalen Hurts. Now I'm down my list to number 9 on College Football Today's top 10 Heisman Trophy watch list. What do we got here? We got Jalen. You know, I seen a watch list. I studied some other watch lists.
Sometimes they say Tago.
They literally Veloa put both of
or
them.
Or Hurts.
They put both of them.
Which shows that it's really more about the team than about the player. The individual player and what they accomplish individually.
Yeah, so if you're a quarterback and Alabama offers you, just drop everything and say yes, because you could win a Heisman being mediocre. You could be a mediocre quarterback and win the Heisman Trophy.
No one expects anything out of in the NFL.
Yep, and then everybody's just like, yeah, he'll never play in the league.
But it was fun while it lasted.
But we'll give him a Heisman. Eric Crouch was a good example of that. No disrespect to his game, but like, you know, I had a list. I hadn't seen nobody since Charles Woodson really do anything like substantially.
He was out like his first season like due to injury, but in the past year, the Saints, he accomplished a lot, but not a high NFL performer.
And just because he's, I mean, for his size, for his shortness, he did it a little bit. But anyway, quarterback Shane Patterson comes in at 10. I watched him play. Shane Patterson's legit. Shane Patterson's like a Johnny Manziel. Like, if the ship breaks down.
That's a naughty word.
I said, if the ship breaks down. Oh. What are you talking about? If the ship breaks down, he can roll out of the pocket, make things happen with his legs, you know, get out of the pocket really well and just deliver. Throws the ball well in the pocket. And he's on Michigan. I mean, Michigan, Harbaugh, that team, if they can just pull it together and get some big victories this year, his name will be at the top of this list.
Make sure he doesn't eat any chicken.
Just look at it this way. It really comes down to this Jalen Hurts, Tagovailoa battle.
I think,
truthfully, to be honest, they're going to use both of them. It's not going to be one of them systems, though, where you see, well, let's talk about how I would use them. Because I talk for Nick Saban too much like I'm him, and I'm not. He's not near the offensive mind I am. So the way – he's not. He was a defensive back at Kent State. He cannot be. But anyway, no offense, Nick Saban. You're a master defensive man. But anyway, And all the best coaches in college football that I've been researching were either defensive backs or quarterbacks. Mostly defensive backs, though. Urban Meyer was a DB, bunch of guys. So anyway, the fact that Tagovailoa is left-handed and Jalen's right-handed, imagine a dual shotgun situation. I mean, that would really, most of the plays are run out of shotgun in college football today. So you can put both back there because Hurts is more of a running dual threat presence. And if this is Alabama's scheme coming out this year, I mean, it's unstoppable with these two doing it because of the skill set that each possesses. Even Tagovailoa, in my opinion, like, people doubt his athleticism and running ability, and he looks like a receiver. He could catch. You know, you don't know how these guys are going to be used. They're both athletes. And when you know athletes and when you look at athletes, that's a different scenario. I mean, I've seen two quarterback systems run perfectly in college, where you can use both guys. Same type of situation in Clemson. I didn't name either of them on my list because that is a little more competitive than this situation, I think. And this situation is just getting more hype because Alabama gets more media attention. And Jalen Hurts has to realize that, too. It's because of what colors he's wearing, not because of his last name. No disrespect to his last name, because he's done a lot of great things. He's done amazing things for the University of Alabama. He's a great athlete and quarterback in his own right. But in the same time, that's why all this has been happening. There's so much talk about it because you're on the best team. So if you look at how all that is, both of them could be used very easily with the weapons and the offense. And, you know, I think even Lane Kiffin would find a way to do it, put the offense together or have separate packages for each and just confuse the defense completely. You know, you have a ground and pound pro style attack with Hurts. Then you bring in Tagovailoa, you spread it out, then switch it up. And there's a lot of different ways. I'd be blessed, like Coach Saban said, to have both quarterbacks, you know, available at all times. It almost ensures an Alabama national championship this season if he can keep Hurts from transferring, which is another subject.
Even Tagovailoa said he was thinking about going to USC as well a few months ago. He was talking about going to USC because he also wanted sort of like his own spot.
Yeah, and you know, it comes down to both players. I mean, Tagovailoa is going to have his own spot anyway. But, I mean, it's not our decision. It really comes down to the old ball coach, Nick Saban, and what he wants to do in the end. But is Jalen Hurts wasn't happy about the way it was handled. That's all. I mean, when it comes down to it, if the media is saying all this stuff and, you know, Coach Saban's out on a boat fishing with all his players and nothing's really being addressed, I could feel some type of way if I was a quarterback. I was a quarterback. I mean, if I wasn't going to share a quarterback spot with another quarterback, there's only one guy that usually gets to play. That's just the norm. So I guess, you know,
quarterback carousels are never good. But I guess this isn't really a carousel.
It's not a carousel because, like, in college, it's different. It's not the NFL. If it was the NFL, you got to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pick one if you're Alabama. They're going to blow most of the teams out anyway. They're going to win a lot of games because of defense and their, you know, supreme running game. Then we go to my Maxwell list. I mean, I have my official Maxwell, or I have the official one on here from the actual Maxwell website. Alabama's running back made my Maxwell list, Damian Harrison. He's had back-to-back seasons over 2,000 yards rushing. You know, Harris looks for a third prolific season in a Crimson Tide uniform. Harris has blocked punts against teams like Florida State, and proves to be a key piece to the national championship game plan of the mighty Crimson Tide of Alabama. I wrote that, and he could replace both of them on my Heisman list eventually. I mean, if it comes down to it, he really has the potential behind that line. And back-to-back 2,000 seasons rushing for Alabama, Damian Harris looks like he could switch into that role. But, I mean, let's be honest, the quarterback at Alabama usually is the front runner for that place. But, you know, this could be the next Mark Ingram here we're talking about. FAU's Devin Singletary really looks amazing on tape. He was the Conference USA Today MVP, scored 32 touchdowns, was able to amass over 2,000 yards as a sophomore. He's about to really take off this year for the Owls and have another big year. This would be an NFL player. Either running back or he can play in a slot. He's one of the guys you can move around. Reminds me a lot of Darren Sproles. It's making Lane Kiffin look really good. then I got J.K. Dobbins. Like I said, he was on the other list too. DeAndre Swift from Georgia could be a kid as well. I like Fromm, but I'm not completely sold on him yet. I know a lot of people are, but it's just not.
Hopefully he.
I did watch a lot of good offseason workouts. He's got a very good release, good technique, but we're going to see how he works under pressure in the big games this year in the SEC. Montez Sweat isn't on anybody's list. They say he's the best pass rusher in the Southeastern Conference, according to NFL sources. He had 15.5 tackles for loss last year. I don't see him winning, but, I mean, he's notable of mentioning. Penn State, Trace McSorley, he's the veteran of this crew. You know, Penn State, they got a tough road ahead of them. Coach James Franklin has done a great job at bringing that program to where it's at today. But, you know, Trace McSorley doesn't have the same weapons around him. Definitely he's going to miss Saquon Barkley in the backfield and out the backfield. Then once again, I got Kyler Murley's on this Maxwell list, Gaskin, N'Keal Harry, coached by Coach Likens, who was notably one of the best receivers coaches in college football for a while, who is now the offensive coordinator under Coach Herm Edwards. He'll be looking to get this guy the ball a lot, which is going to bump his numbers up for the Biletnikoff Award. So if he can get the Biletnikoff and be the front runner for that, he could be in the talks for the Maxwell. Don't see an Arizona State player winning Heisman this year. Possibly. I mean, Herm Edwards is a great coach, and so is Coach Legan. Just we're gonna have to see in a loaded Pac-12 this year. They got a lot of competition around there, those parts. And then the last guy on my Maxwell, Jonathan Taylor. We talked about him already. Will Greer. Kelly Bryant, he's on my Maxwell list. You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, the battle right now between Lawrence and him is going to be crazy in camp. We talked about...
He's pretty set on Kelly Bryant starting, though.
Not after the game. The spring game was...
he's bringing apparently Taylor Lawrence.
He did really good, So, Taylor Lawrence, right?
Yeah, Taylor
Lawrence. Yeah, I have Trevor Lawrence on here. I messed that up.
Yeah, it's not Trevor.
Sorry for the typo.
Nor is it Trevor.
Well, you're new. We'll figure it out soon.
Lawrence, we'll just call him Lawrence.
If you're good, we'll know your name soon enough. The media sure does. I see it everywhere.
Yeah, he's a very much hyped up quarterback because of his two state championships. Like, some ridiculous passing numbers. He's also 247 has rated him one of the top recruits of all time. Mm. All time, like he's up there. Like they have like this all time list where it's like it's got like Adrian Peterson and like all these other like, sort of, and some of them who are like the all time best recruits, but I've never heard of.
Well, then I got FSU Camp Makers. He's also in Heisman talks. He was on NFL.com's list. I like him. I mean, it's not easy to go over 1,000 yards your freshman year. You know, he's a five-star recruit, had 194 attempts, great yards per rushing average. Akers was able to break the Noles rushing record previously set by Dalvin Cook, one of the best running backs in Florida State history. With new coach, head coach Willie Taggart in town, it's going to be a special season for sophomore running back Cam Akers. So, you know, he's got a real shot. And then I got two unknowns on this list. I'm going to end the show with them today because we got about 5 minutes left. And they are Darius Penix and Willie Cherry. Darius Penix, I found him a couple years back. He's a little more, got a better shot if ECU can play well this year. He's like a 6 foot, 205-pound Reggie Bush. Catches the ball great out of backfield. Good-looking up-and-coming NFL prospect. You know, he's out of East Carolina University. Check him out. And then I got Willie Cherry, is a dynamic athlete who was redshirted last year and made an amazing catch that made SportsCenter top 10. I posted it on here that from Twitter. So he has a whole bunch of stuff going for him as well. And very excited about Willie and his up and coming season for the Bobcats. He has a amazing film from high school, had offers to Mississippi State and other schools like that, chose Ohio U. I don't know if he's going to be playing wide receiver or quarterback this year. He can play either. He's an athlete just like Jalen Hurts and Tagovailoa. So these athletic quarterbacks, these athletes, that's the guys they like in college at quarterback because you can play them a lot of different places early. They can learn the offense, maybe a wide receiver. And then once the senior's gone, transition over. You know, it's a lot better. It's easier, especially if you're athletic enough to do it and you're the best player to put on the football field. That's why at my other company, Scout Trout, we preach, you know, being versatile, knowing your offense, knowing every position. Linebackers know every, you know, position on the field. Quarterbacks know every position on the field. Wide receivers, you know, if you're interchangeable and can be moved around, you're a lot more valuable at the next level. So that's all I got for college football today. Radio and our Heisman Trophy Maxwell preview. We had some great players on this list. There's some great players all in the world of college football this season. It depends on who they want to talk about, really. And we'll talk about anybody who really is worthy of being talked about. If you feel like you deserve to be noted on our radio show and soon on our radio show as we start taking call-ins and doing interviews, let us know. Email collegefbtoday@gmail.com, and we'll have you on. And then if you want, you know, us to cover you, we have different options for that as well. So I will talk to you guys later. This is Coach Trout and Professor Sperling, and we out. Say goodbye, Professor.
Goodbye.
No, say we out.
We out.
We out.